This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
And there's also this. We were curious yesterday after the news came down that Jabril Peppers was no longer on the commissioner's exempt list.
Yeah.
He has been released off of that, is back with the team. And we found out today he was with the team at practice in the building, which we were curious about. Is he going to be there? The NFL went out of their way to say that while we're taking him off the exempt list, we have not concluded our investigation. We've not released any findings. And the legal process is still playing itself out, too. And that was weird. To take somebody off the list without coming to a conclusion or having any findings in your investigation seemed like... kind of seemed like typical NFL, honestly, is what it seemed like. But it did seem off. Like, what's going on here? Doug Kide, and you alluded to this yesterday as well, but Doug Kide broke it down and said, per a league source, the reason that Jabril Peppers was removed from the exempt list was because the baseline suspension for a violation of the personal conduct policy, a.k.a. the PCP, involving the actions for which he's accused is 6 games. He's already missed 7 games. If Peppers had remained in the exempt list through his next court date, January 22nd, he would have missed a total of 12 games. The NFL may still impose discipline at the end of the process. If evidence is found that demonstrates he violated the personal conduct policy, the NFL will look to conclude its investigation once there has been a disposition. I think that means to say deposition.
Probably deposition.
Either way. This sounds like time served, right? You know, like the process is going, and then when they finally get to the court date, they say, we find you guilty, but since you've been going through this whole thing for a year, we were only going to sentence you to a year anyway, so here's time served, and you can go back to the team, or you can go free, or whatever.
So I don't.
That's what it sounds like.
I don't want to be a hater here. What if he threw... It's alleged he threw her down the stairs.
Right.
What if he threw her down the stairs?
6 games?
I mean, is that all you get?
Is 6 games appropriate?
I don't know. That's like my response to this. And I thought, speaking of talking in weird circles, I thought Gerard wasn't great handling all the questions about this today. He kind of said, well, he's been removed from the commissioner's list, so he's back on the roster. And then he made a comment about the Crafts. I appreciate them allowing us to make these decisions. Kind of pushed the Crafts out of the discussion and made it sound like it was an Elliott Wolf, Gerard Mayo decision.
Right.
But then the questions kept coming, and he kind of said, okay, I've talked enough. I'm not going to say any more. We put the statement out yesterday. He wasn't overly, because I thought the good question was, somebody asked the question, you said we'll do our investigation. Have you found something that makes you comfortable bringing him back to the team? And he didn't want to get into that. He wanted, you know, the old respect the process, blah, blah, blah. I feel like they have to know something that makes them feel pretty good, right? To allow him back in the building, to allow him to practice, and to insinuate that when he's ready, he said when he's ready, he's going to play. Like, he made it kind of sound like a football thing. If he gets out there on the practice field and looks like he's fast and in shape and ready to go, he could play against the Colts on Sunday. I don't rule that out. So it feels quick to me. It feels a little quick to me.
Yeah. Here's Jerod Mayo talking about this very thing earlier today, Steve.
Again, he's off the list. I anticipate him being able to practice. At some point in time, we'll get to that bridge when we get there. You always have to assume that things come out. What I will say, you know, just in regards to Jabril, you know, we released that statement, and, you know, he's off the list, and we anticipate him being at practice soon.
Okay, so to me, this is all going to be a referendum on Robert Kraft. This whole thing, because Robert Kraft came out and said, if this is true, then he's out of here.
Mm-hmm.
He's off the team. We're not going to keep him on the team. We're going to cut him. He will be gone. He will not be a member of the New England Patriots. And he's back in practice. So, you know, like this to me sort of speaks to the idea that he's well-liked in that locker room, too, by the way. According to everybody, they all like Peppers in the locker room. And he was a leader on the defense and what have
yep.
you. So it's not like he was some toxic player that was causing problems all the time and everything else, even though he said you're lucky we're ass last year in that Giants game.
Truth is never mean.
It's true. Either way, that's not true. The truth can be very mean sometimes. But either way, Robert Kraft and the Patriots in general have had a pretty steadfast resolve when it comes to domestic stuff and going all the way back to Chris Peter, you know, back in the 90s when that happened, that kid from Nebraska. So,
Parcells.
You know, this is a longstanding thing, and it's something that Kraft likes to take a stand on and sort of get up and say, you know what, this is one thing we don't tolerate here as an organization and blah, 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 blah. That suggests, and it doesn't prove anything, but it does suggest that the Patriots have seen something or know something about this that makes them say, you know what, this isn't what it appears to be. Or he's getting railroaded, or we've seen something that suggests that what's going on here is not really fair to Jabril, and when it all comes out, you'll see it how we see it, right?
Yes, I would say their actions...
That's what it sounds like.
...fall in line with his attorney's words. His attorney's words from the get-go, that first meeting where we have video evidence... We have video evidence that dispute the allegations of the alleged victim or something like that was his. And their actions, which would make sense, I would guess, if he's trying to sell his case or make his case to his employer and to the team, and his attorney has video evidence, don't they share that with the Patriots?
You would think so.
So if they've
seen that. I'm surprised that if that exists, I'm surprised it didn't leak online.
Yeah, I kind of am too.
You know?
But it probably would be a bad look. Probably could get you in trouble.
Oh, it'd be a terrible look.
Probably could get you in trouble,
But it would also put an end to all this, but it would say, hey, you know, everybody's seen it.
Yeah.
We all know what we're looking at here, and there is sort of a group thing that comes with that. And I think that would extend through, okay, we can't keep him off the team now. Everybody's seen this video where
right.
he's clearly getting framed or set up or whatever it is.
And this is the problem, the weird gray area of accusations and innocent until proven guilty.
Right.
I mean, the punter for the Bills is the perfect example. Who was cut immediately, and I'm drawing a blank on his name.
Areza. He's on the Chiefs.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey friends, I'm Sharon McMahon, host of Here's Where It Gets Interesting. Each week, I speak with authors, experts, and thought leaders on everything from American history and democracy to how to be a better person on the internet. And don't miss my extremely popular docuseries, which educate you on things you never learned in history class. Follow and listen to Here's Where It Gets Interesting on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
now.
Yes.
Yeah.
But he was toxic. It was over because of the allegations against him, sexual assault, rape, whatever, that whole thing. And then it was proven false, right?
Right, yeah.
And he's back in the league, which is great.
The girl admitted she'd made
yeah.
it up, right? Yeah.
But that's the problem. It's sort of more like you're assumed guilty until proven innocent in some of these cases in professional sports.
Yeah.
And
the fact that he caught him with drugs and he admitted to that, too, probably.
That's another weird layer to this that seems to be kind of ignored.
Yeah.
Right here? Because we're fixating on video evidence with the alleged victim and
PEDs,
the violence.
PEDs or drugs or whatever, it's four games generally, right?
So if they want PEDs, four,
they wanted
drugs
to get him
are
for
six,
that.
I think.
Drugs are six?
I think like...
And then you have to go on the
like,
program,
that's a narcotic.
Right?
Yeah. That's a higher... That's not weed, that's not... That's
Do they
a,
still have the program?
I believe so,
the
yeah.
The NFL, you go
yeah,
into
yeah.
the substance program
Because then you can get tested like all
yeah,
the time, no
right.
matter where you are, they can contact you and you have to get tested immediately and all those things. And that's a layer to this that I haven't really heard anybody... investigate or talk about because, you know, that's a secondary crime that I feel like. But again, the Patriots' actions indicate to you they think he's fine to put on a football field.
Yeah.
Right?
Seems that way.
Unless they're just trying to, that'll play itself out with the NFL, the cocaine part, and maybe he's suspended for six games to start next year or something.
Well, if the NFL thought he really did this, then I don't think they would say, well, you know, it's been 7 weeks and usually it's only 6 weeks in the personal conduct
right.
policy and I'd say we, you know, let's call it even here and put you back on the team. Yeah, right. And
yeah.
then we'll get back. We'll figure out and come out with our findings eventually. But I think we all know where this is going. Like, that's sort of what it seems
that's
like.
That's the vibe the NFL, the
yeah.
Patriots, the lawyer, everybody is giving. That they have the evidence. They've shared the evidence. They've sort of done their quasi-investigations, and they feel comfortable with him going back on an NFL field.
We have Jabril Peppers speaking today. Stiz, if we could get this ready. This is Peppers, and he didn't have a lot to say, as it still is an ongoing criminal matter that's happening here. But he did do a scrum in front of his locker, and he did answer questions. Here's Jabril Peppers.
That question is about what transpired early in the season. You know, under the advice of my attorneys, I'm not at liberty to discuss any details. And I look forward to doing so as part of legal proceedings. Hope you guys understand and respect that.
Take us to roll off when you came off the commissioner exempt list to where you are now here. What's your mindset? What's it been like for you to come back to this team?
Extremely thankful. You know, it's just Thanksgiving. You know, it's a lot to be thankful for right now. Just happy to be back around the guys. Happy to be back in the building. Happy to get back to knowing what I love to do.
So it went on for a little bit longer. He talked for about 2 minutes, but you got a lot of that. Yeah, the advice of my attorney, I can't really talk about this.
Which
I
is smart.
I can't really say anything. You shouldn't be talking about it at all. But it does sort of beg the question, if this was all settled and it was over and they'd found him innocent, then you could say whatever you want, right? Well, not whatever
right.
you want, but you could say, hey, you know, I'm back. This whole thing was BS. This lady was trying to extort me or whatever, trying to get me in trouble, and we had a bad brand. Whatever the situation, I have no idea. I have no idea what happened here. I know it's alleged. I know what he says happened. I'd imagine it's probably neither one of those things. It's probably somewhere in the middle, which these things generally are. But either way, it does appear as though his penance has been served and that he'll probably be back this weekend, right? I mean, if he's practicing with the team this week, he'll probably play this weekend.
Based on who he is, I mean, the guy's in ridiculous shape. I would assume he's been staying in shape, wanting to get back on the field. Probably even knew in advance of this, a week or two, okay, ramp it up. There's a good chance you're going to come off the commissioner's list. So, yeah, I think there's a legitimate possibility that, and if we're being honest, if we're just going to do this football-wise, they could use him. They could use help at safety. They could use help stopping Jonathan Taylor.
Mm-hmm.
You said he's liked by teammates. Yes. He's also liked by fans.
Yeah.
He had become...
Well...
He had been,
yeah.
He had become a guy people really... Oh, I love the way he plays. He's always hitting,
big hitter,
thumping,
yeah.
like that whole thing. Where that goes now, I don't know if people will support him, not support him. The evidence plays itself out, whatever. But yeah, it would not stun me, especially I was more surprised Christian Barmore played right away than I'll be if Jabril Peppers plays right
yeah.
away.
By the way, I'm getting some hate on the text line right now.
What'd you do?
I don't know. Everyone's, oh, I can't believe Arcan hates Drake May. So I don't hate
it's
Drake
true.
May. I do not hate Drake May at all.
You never wanted him.
That's true. I didn't want him. It doesn't mean I hate him. It's two different things. But yeah, oh, Arcan, I can't believe you hate Drake May so much. What do you expect from a 22-year-old? Arcan, you're a whiny, bitchy millennial, okay?
Well, I told you, we got that
Agreed.
Call yesterday. A guy was very upset, said you were being very disrespectful to
Drake May.
Yeah.
I think that might have been me, though. Some people didn't like that I asked him if he has a turnover problem. I think that's what that was about.
Everybody mm-hmm. needs to lighten up, first of all. He's the quarterback of the Patriots. And you got to ask him questions, right? We have to. If he has a bad game, we got to ask him about it.
And I don't
we're not
think...
here to kiss his feet. We're not here to throw roses at him like everybody else is doing, which even though Andy does that too. But like that's not our job.
And that is part of my balance. I do that all the time. I think he's a stud quarterback. And I didn't say, hey, jackass, you keep throwing the ball to the other team. Do you have a freaking turnover? Like, to me, that would be disrespectful, unprofessional.
Mm-hmm. You should try that next week.
No, I don't think we will.
Hey, Drake, why do you suck?
I didn't say that either.
No one's saying that, exactly.
I even pussyfooted into it. I said something like, this is going to sound harsh, but kind of following the numbers.
This is going to hurt you more than it hurts me.
There's some truth to that. I kind of pussyfooted
it
into it.
It hurt him more than it hurt Drake.
Yes.
I think that's true.
And Drake answered, he's a professional, and this is part of his learning curve.
It broke Andy's heart asking that question.
It kind of did.
You could see it. You could see it in real time. Yeah.
This is going to hurt me more than it hurts
you. Homer Simp was heartbroken yesterday.
Absolutely.
Yes, he was.